Das kann so sagen, dass wir nicht mehr sagen, dass wir nicht mehr sagen, dass wir nicht mehr nicht mehr sagen, dass wir 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 nicht mehr sagen, dass because it's something that's fit to be served to guests, and that's why it doesn't become bottle. The Gemara says it's necessary for the Mishnah to teach us that Gid HaNosh doesn't become bottle, and that meat and fish do not become bottle. Why? Because if we don't have the case of Gid, we would say it's not bottle because it's a barrier. If we only had the case of the meat and the fish, we would say they don't become bottle because they're fit to be served to guests. Therefore, we need both cases. So, if a piece of nevela or non-kosher fish was cooked in a pot of kosher meat, it only makes the kosher meat also if non-kosher if the non-kosher piece imparts flavor into the gravy, the sediment, which is a small piece of meat and spice at the bottom of the pot, and the pieces of the meat. Rav then announced that even if the usher item only imparts flavor into the kosher meat becomes like a piece of nevela itself, and that makes all the other kosher pieces to become usher since they are then like min b'minoi to that other piece of meat. In fact, Rav Safi Sabaya, Rav says is ruling according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that like kind items are not bottle. If so, why did he say that the nevela has to impart flavor into the kosher meat to make everything usher? The nevela meat itself is like kind to the kosher pieces of meat and should therefore make them usher without having imparted flavor. And for tomorrow, Abaye said, we're discussing a case where he first removed the original nevela piece from the pot before putting in the other kosher pieces into the pot. It's only when the taste goes into the kosher piece that we say that it itself takes on the status of a piece of nevela and then makes the rest of the pot usher as well. Second Teretz, Rava said, we could even be discussing whether the nevela piece was not removed. The reason it's only usher when it imparts flavor into the kosher pieces, even though it's of the like kind, is because in the pot there are things of like kind, like the pieces of meat, and things of not like kind, like the meat and the gravy. In such a case, we say that we view it as if the like kind has been removed and only the not like kind remains and can make the other thing bottle. However, if there is flavor from the nevela in the other meat, that other meat itself becomes nevela and therefore it does not become bottle. Okay, Zuck the next Mishnah. The issue of Gid HaNosher applies to kosher animals, not to non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda says it applies also to non-kosher animals. Rabbi Yehuda said the Gid HaNosher was made also for Yaakov's sons, and at that time the non-kosher animals were mutter to them. They said to him, the issue of Gid HaNosher was actually not given until Har Sinai, but the Torah just put it back in Parshat Vayishlach in the appropriate place where the story happened. In fact, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one who eats the Gid HaNosher of a non-kosher animal will be over for eating a non-kosher animal and for eating Gid HaNosher. Based on this, Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Isser Chalal Isser. Abai says Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isser Nevela does not take effect on a non-kosher bird that dies because it was already also as being a non-kosher bird. You can't say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gidim don't have a taste and therefore one who eats the Gid HaNosher of a non-kosher animal will not be chai for eating a non-kosher animal, because in a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that one who eats the Gid HaNosher of a non-kosher animal is chai of two sets of malkas, where Rav Shimon says he's entirely potter. How is it that he holds that the Isser of Gid HaNosher takes effect on the Isser of a non-kosher animal? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gidim yesh bahem tam, but he also holds that the Isser of Gid HaNosher already applies to a fetus. Therefore, the Isser of non-kosher and the Isser of Gid HaNosher take hold at the same time. That's why they both take effect. In fact, Rabbi Mishnah clearly says, Rabbi Yehuda says the Isser of Gid HaNosher does not apply to a fetus. Mara says, no, that's only for the fetus of a kosher animal, based on the pasuk of Kol Bebehema Techelu. However, with regard to a non-kosher animal, the Isser of Gid HaNosher does apply to a fetus. In fact, Mara, how can you say that the Isser of non-kosher and the Isser of Gid HaNosher take effect at the same time? And Mishnah says, a Nazir has to shave his head and complete the process of a Tamei Nazir if he becomes Tamei from a mace or a Kazayas of flesh from a mace. The Gemara asks, if he becomes Tamei from even a Kazayas, why do you have to say that he becomes Tamei from a full mace? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan said the words a mace are needed to teach that he becomes tummy and subject to the process from even a fetus whose limbs are not yet fully attached with sinews and are therefore not given the halachic status of limbs yet. However, since it's a complete mace, the nazir would become tummy from it even if it has less than a kazayas of flesh. This shows that the limbs are created before the sinews, before the veins, which means that the isser of non-kosher takes effect before the isser of Gid HaNosher. And for the Gemara, although the Isser of non-kosher takes effect first, the Isser of Gid HaNosher is more chumradic, that it even applies to B'nai Noyach, and therefore it takes effect on top of the Isser of non-kosher, meaning it can have Isser Chal and Isser in such a case. This can be supported from the fact that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, as his reason, that the Isser of Gid HaNosher applied to the sons of Yaakov, even before Matan Torah, when they had the status of B'nai Noyach. You see, that's part of his Iker reason. In fact, why is Rav Shimon and the Braitha say that he's not Chayev even one Malchus? If he says that an Isser can take effect on top of another Isser, he should be chayev two sets of malchus. If he holds that it does not, then he shall at least be chayev for eating non-kosher. If he holds that Gidim have no taste, he should be chayev for the Isser of Gid HaNosher. And for the Gemara, Rava said, he holds that Gidim don't have flavor. So there's no Isir for eating non-kosher if someone eats them. However, he holds that the Isir of Gidar Nosher does not take effect based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al Kain lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael is Gidar Nosher, which teaches that the Isir of Gidar Nosher only applies when the Gid is Osir, but the meat is Mutter. This excludes a non-kosher animal where the Gid and the meat are Osir.